You're listening to Chloe Rose on Siren Radio in another epic Sound and Chloe's Vision.
She told me to change and I felt nervous deep in my stomach. Smoked a day away, but through the fog, while we're thinking of, could help me fall in love. And these bones, they're for you. I'm sorry for what they do. It's your choice, yeah, what you do. But these bones will follow you.
Welcome back. We are so excited to kick off today. I'm going to introduce you to the lovely Alex Lefduke, which is joining us again today on the show. We've got the lovely Kathy Manso. We have some special guests, very special guests coming on the show today. And we're going to go straight to our lovely special guest, Tessa Snart.
Hello. Oh my gosh, it's so exciting to be on your show, Chloe.
Yay, I'm so glad to have you back. How are you doing? I remember when I was on your show, so this is crazy.
I know, it's like full circle, isn't it? And
yeah.
I'm really well, thank you. I've got a tad croaky voice today. I think it's a little bit of hay fever. And also I use my voice a lot in my job, so as you all know, as a singer, it happens, doesn't it? But yeah, how are you?
I'm really good. It's lovely to hear your voice. It's making me smile. It's keeping me uplifted. And the sun is out, Tess, as well, which is perfect.
Do you know what? Literally 5 minutes before I got the call, the sun started shining and I was like, this is just perfect.
So what have you been up to lately then? We'd love to know all about how your day's been. What have you been getting up to?
Yeah, so I mean, since you and I last even saw each other in person, there's been a house move. So So I've currently been in this new house just over a year now. So we've had a lot of sort of projects to do. The decor's quite old, so we've been like renovating and doing a lot of decorating. So we're still doing that. And then, as you know, we've got a German Shepherd, so he keeps us very, very busy, always out walking him. And then, yeah, just working. So I work as a podcaster now, so talking a lot, as I was saying before. And yeah, that's it, really.
Oh, that sounds fantastic, though. Absolutely fantastic. Any questions, Kathy, to ask Tessa?
Oh. Hi, Tessa. It's Kathy.
Hello.
Long time too. I've seen a lot of pictures of your pup, the German Shepherd. very cute. Please remind me of the name of your dearest.
Oh yes. So he is called Jackson. And yeah, he is my baby, and I do post an awful lot. He does have an Instagram account. Yes, I'm one of them.
Immediately running to Instagram now.
Jackson the German Shepherd 20, if you want to have a little look. And he's actually just celebrated his third birthday. There was presents. There was a balloon. I know it's corny. I know it's cliche, but it had to be done.
No, I would never tell you to do otherwise. If anything, I want to celebrate in Jackson's successes. Alex, how do you feel?
I just feel as though we should actually bring in some flowers as well as the balloons and all the rest of the bits and pieces. It's your choice, Chloe, Miley Cyrus, why?
Oh, I just love this song. I think it's very empowering as well, you know. Just watch it. Well, not watch it. We can't watch. We can listen, definitely. Oh, no. Oh, dear.
We were good, we were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn. I didn't wanna leave you, I didn't wanna lie. Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours, see things you don't understand. I can take myself dancing, and I can hold my own head. Yeah, I can love me better than you can. Me.
Miley Cyrus, Flowers, such a gorgeous song, and it's making me feel so uplifted, so happy, and I just love that spin-off of Bruno Mars's version as well. So Tessa, we have lots more to talk about. I would love to know, sort of on your podcast that you're currently doing, are you featuring sort of artists, bands, or are you featuring like different topics, or who are you having on the show?
Oh, gosh, so I've completely done a U-turn. So this is actually my sort of day-to-day job now. So, no, I actually interview mortgage brokers to create content for their website.
Oh, wow.
So that kind of their clients-to-be can sort of get or hear a friendly voice before they've even picked up the phone. I mean, it is a massive U-turn from kind of music and the podcast I was doing kind of on my own.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's actually very, very interesting. I did think to begin with, oh, mortgages, bit boring, but obviously everybody kind of needs one as such, so but no, I've learned so much, and obviously we cover so many different topics. It's not just your normal mortgages. We can be talking about holiday lets, Japanese knotweed, things like that. So yeah, I love it. Every day I'm chatting to somebody different, and yeah, it's really, really, it's good fun actually.
Oh, it does. It sounds great. And with you on the phone as well, that would be lovely. That would make everyone feel like nice and relaxed. And I wish I'd gone to you, Tess, if I'd have known that. Because obviously I got my house about in December time. So I should have spoke to you. There you go.
Well, a lot of my clients say, gosh, you could be a mortgage broker now. I bet you know everything. But I don't know. It's the numbers side for me that would scare me. But apparently, you know, there's calculators. So.
Yeah. I suppose that says financial literacy is not at its best, really, when you actually get mortgage folks saying it's the numbers that concern me, really, but what the heck. Just don't go into subprime stuff, Tessa, that's what I say.
Yeah.
Another thing would come through. Sound and Country's vision, of course, emerged from Sound and Chloe's vision, which emerged from Sound and Tessa's vision, which I don't know, I'm very confused. Yeah, Sound and Country vision came first. Actually, it was Sound and Nick's vision that came first, and then Sound and Country vision. And we had hoped Tessa would be in the studio. Tessa's not in the studio now because she's, quote, helping to clear out her mum and dad's garage. I'm sorry, Chloe, what can I say? I mean, I think it needs to be said, really. She should have been physically here in the studio commenting on things, but, you know, I just thought, clearing out a garage, there we are.
Do you know what, though? I've not actually started yet. We took a little bit of a trip out to look at cars instead. I'm looking for a bigger boot for Jackson. So we're going over there later now.
Yeah.
It changes so fast. So much going on.
Well, the only thing I can actually say, Tessa, is clearly on the basis of the clearing out the garage, etc. It must be to do with the fact that you're having to console your father that Leeds United are back in the Championship. But never mind. He'll cope.
Yeah. He will.
He'll have to. Anyway, he's got a former next Norwich City boss in charge of them now, Daniel Farker. Sorry, that's all I shall say, Chloe, in terms of life, the universe, because I know that you're also a follower of a team that aren't in the Championship and are obviously coping.
Burn!
With life,
that was such a burn.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Broke my soul.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I'm joking.
Anyway. Okay, Lizzo, Tessa, what do you think of Lizzo?
I absolutely love Lizzo. It was only, what was it, a few weekends ago, I had Glastonbury on and she was there. I think she's wonderful.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She's really empowering.
We've had to do a siren edit on the next one because obviously she can be a bit potty mouthed as well, so that's all I shall say. You can spot the edit, but Chloe, this is Kathy's choice, I believe.
Yes, it certainly is.
What is it, Kathy?
Is it Kathy's choice?
Oh, actually, no,
we knew you liked. Well, we did.
I mean,
know
I do
you
enjoy
liked
Lizzo.
Yeah,
I was just like, whoa. Your guilt may get to Tessa, but not to me. I don't know, Tessa. Whose guilt is worse, your parents or Alex's?
Oh, I'm in the middle here, aren't I? Oh, do I have to pick?
No, you never have to pick. No, I would never do that to you.
Press
but
the
I
button,
do
Chloe.
Love.
Press the button.
Do love to be loved.
Woo. Sheesh.
Girl, I'm about to have a panic attack. I did the work, it didn't work. That truth, it hurts. God damn, it hurts. That lovey, do not a fan of it. I'm good with my friends. I don't want a man, girl. I'm in my bed. I'm way too fine to be here alone. On other hand, I know my worth. And now he calling me. Why do I feel like this? What happened to me? Oh, am I ready?
This ain't a dope.
Am I ready?
What you talking about?
Am I ready?
You go figure it out.
To be loved, to be loved. Am I ready?
You deserve it now.
Cause I want it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Am I ready?
You go figure it out.
To be loved.
supposed to love somebody else when I don't like myself? Like, ooh, guess I better learn to like this. Ooh, it might take my whole life just to do. He called me Melly, he squeezed my belly. I'm too embarrassed to say I like it. Girl, is this my boo? That's why I'm asking you, cause you know I've been through. Let me know.
Oh, we are ready, definitely, after that, an amazing tune. And Kathy, I know you love Lizzo. Tell us about Lizzo, your experience seeing her, and go for it.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. No, I got to see Lizzo perform live in Birmingham, and ooh, it was phenomenal. I had floor, dancing, standing opportunities, and I think my favorite part about a Lizzo concert, fair, only the one time I've ever been to a Lizzo concert, is that the audience reflects the performer. Everyone's there for a good time. Even if you bump into someone by accident, no one's going to start a fight. It's more about like just a lot of love, happiness, and just ready to be there to have a good time.
Yeah, and I think that's the main thing. I know that you were saying earlier that she tries to raise awareness of issues like Black Lives Matter, LGBT community. She sounds like such an inspiring person.
Oh, she really is. Yeah. One of the speeches she gave during her performance was, because this is the big thing happening back in my country, is drag queens, a banning of drag races and performances, especially just because, you know, it's happening in Tennessee, which actually there's a huge population going on there. But at the time of the performance, that was the focus in the news, and she was just talking about how, you know, there's a lot of things happening in the country and it's pulling people apart, but like to remind people to be kind to one another, to accept people for their differences, and to celebrate them.
Yeah, makes you feel good inside.
It does
indeed. So Tessa, I can't help but just say Tess. I don't know why I do that. Back to you, my love. Have you heard by any chance a band called Healer?
Oh, I don't think I have, which yes, is probably bad, but I'm always willing to learn, as you know, when there's...
It's all good. Happens. Yeah, it's all good. So they are an indie rock band in Grimsby. They're amazing. And we have them, a special guest on the show today. I know we will be speaking to Jazz a little bit later. Well, very soon, actually. So, yeah, we'll get the questions asking. I'm really excited to find out about them.
And if Tessa had been paying attention like she used to do in seminars, she would have actually said, oh, that was Healer who actually introduced the show. It was the first piece of music from Healer.
I did wonder who that was. I was listening really, really carefully, and I really, really loved the track, but I couldn't quite put a name on it or anything, so I'm looking forward to hearing and speaking to them.
It's called Bones, or it was called Bones, and curiously, the actual video features an awful lot of people with skeletal structures and makeup on, so it looks as though you've actually got bones speaking to bones, etc. Dem bones, dem dry bones, perhaps. Anyway, so, Chloe... I mean, I do feel as though we reversed the whole thing, because I remember when I was sitting in pretty much the same role here, and Tessa was doing the sound and country vision, and she was saying we should get Chloe Rose on and work on that system, etc. And as Tessa said, almost full circle, really. So maybe I should just fade into the distance here.
Don't fade away.
I've been fading for years.
Oh, you haven't.
But would you like to put those inimitable two questions to Tessa Snart before we actually go into the world of Healer with Jazz?
Absolutely. Have you had a lovely... Is it telephonic, Alex? Should
it's
I
your
check?
Show, Chloe. You can do whatever is, you want.
Have you absolutely. Have you had a lovely telephonic... You know, chat, interview, whatever you would like to say. Have you enjoyed it?
Exactly.
Oh, I really have. It's been wonderful to catch up with you all. And maybe, you know, soon I can get back in the studio with you. And also, you've had some great songs on your show as well today. Obviously, love Miley, love Lizzo. Can't wait to kind of hear the interview you do next as well. So thank you for having me on.
Oh, thank you. We love you on the show. Are you coming back? Are you going to return very, very soon? I know you've sort of answered that question a little bit.
I would absolutely love to.
Yes.
Tessa Snart, Chloe Rose, Kathy Manso, on fire.
If you were honest, if you're honest with me, I can be honest. They will see, will see. Food on the table.
That was Fire by Healer. What an amazing tune. I absolutely love this band. They are from Grimsby. They're an indie rock band. And they, you know, they are taking it high right now. What they are doing at the moment, they've got plenty of gigs. They've got lots of followers as well. And we have the lovely Jazz from the band on the show joining us as a special guest. So very excited. Hello, Jazz.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm really good, thank you. How is everything going with the band? You've got a new single out. We played Bones at the beginning of the show. How is that all going?
It's going absolutely amazing at the minute. Bones has been out for a few weeks now. We're kind of just coming to the end of the campaign for that single now, really. We've had a video out for it. It's been so well received. And it's been absolutely amazing. We played it live on BBC Radio Homicide yesterday as well. We did a live session for them, which should hopefully be going out soon. But yeah, everything's going so well.
Oh, fantastic. And I saw as well, just recently, I think it was in New York, in Times Square, you had like your actual single being promoted on the video. It was amazing. I was like, oh my gosh, everyone in Times Square saw that. What was that like as well? Did you get like loads of people saying, I saw your video, and like followers from that? And
oh yeah, it was so cool when we saw it. It's kind of one of those things, it doesn't look real. Because obviously, these days people can create all sorts of things, can't they, on the internet? People sing, and to have it there, it was kind of, oh, have we made it? I don't know, but yeah, loads of people
saw it,
and they said that, you know, how cool it is. It was just something cool to happen.
Yeah, I'd love to know more about the song Bones. I'm going to definitely pass you on to Kathy in a moment, but I'd love to know, you know, sort of what was the influence of that? What inspired you guys to write that? Do you know what? We'll start from the beginning. I would love to know first, could you introduce like everyone in the band and like how did you get together? And then I'll ask about the song.
Sure, yeah. So we've got Steve, he's the singer in the band.
Yeah.
We've got Dave and Kirk both on guitar. We've got Tony on bass and obviously myself on drums. We started the band, it was January last year. It was kind of Christmas time before, and I got a message from Tony, and he was kind of saying, you know, I just want to get, you know, a few like-minded people together, we'll play some music, you know, nothing too serious. And at the time, for me personally, I was kind of thinking, yeah, you know, I want to start playing music again, because I've been in bands before and hadn't done anything for a while. So I was like, yeah, that came at the perfect time for me, you know, to start playing music again. And we got together in January, we had a practice. I was like, yeah, this is actually, you know, we're enjoying this. And it wasn't until August that's when Dave joined the band. We were a four-piece to start with, but we always felt like something was missing. There wasn't, you know, we were missing that extra kind of person in the band, and Dave joined, and it just clicked. And from that point on, the momentum was there. We then named the band officially, because we didn't have a name for a long time. And then kind of from August onwards, we then really started to make a lot of a lot of movement going forward.
That's fantastic. That's been literally a year, and the success you've had already, you know, just like keep going. I want you to get there and, you know, hopefully like be heard worldwide. That's like, hopefully that's one of your dreams as a band. But I'll pass on to Kathy. Have you got any questions about the band, Kathy?
Oh, hundreds. But now that we have a drummer with us, I got one question for that. So I wanted to know, how did you find drums, or how did drums find you? And what was that like practicing with if you did it young enough, living with the family? Because I have experience with my own brother.
I had lessons at primary school. I had a few lessons then, but then I was in and out of drums really, and then moved primary schools and they didn't do lessons at the next one, so I stopped for a little bit, then I started up again a bit later on. And it wasn't until kind of the end of secondary school where me and a few friends, we was kind of really getting into music, and I wanted to play guitar at the time. I was kind of really getting into that indie kind of sound in the kind of the early noughties, and I was like, yeah, I want to be play guitar and be in a band. But a few of my friends, they were already very good guitarists, and I was like, I can play drums, yeah, why not? Even though I couldn't play drums at all at the time, and I basically just kind of started to practice with them, and then eventually I got my first drum kit when I was 16, my parents bought it for me, and they were obviously, you know, kind to let me practice in the house. The neighbours didn't particularly like it, but my parents just kind of let me get on, so and it kind of went from there.
I mean, that's the kind of support you need, especially. I have noticed this trend with a lot of drummers, that they've come from different instruments. And I just think you guys are really musically just gifted, because you can kind of almost pick up anything and you're like, I'll figure it out. I don't know if you feel the same.
Do you mean like drummers in general? Or?
Well, yourself, for drummers in general, I mean, you now have practice and you've gone through the process and you are truly a drummer. But it's interesting to see the development of it.
Yeah, I mean, certainly. I myself drums are my main instrument. I try and have a little go at other things even then. And I still, my dream is still to play, you know, learn how to play guitar properly one day. Hopefully one day I'll get there. But yeah, I think a lot of people these days are so gifted. They can pick up a lot of instruments and put their mind to it and just go for it, really.
Yeah. In terms of your new single at the moment that's out, Bones, which that is definitely my favourite. I know I shouldn't have a favourite out of Fire and Hurricane. It's amazing. I know all the words, by the way, which is really, really, like, sad. You might think that's cheesy, but I am actually a fan. I am a fan. What I wanted to start with is, like, what is... like Bones about? Who kind of wrote it? Did you all like write it? Because obviously with the drum you would have come up with, like, you know, a sequence for that, and, you know, what was inspired the song, really?
Well, Bones is one that Steve wrote. I mean, I don't know how long ago he wrote it, but he kind of came up with the lyrics and the general kind of the chord progression for the song but a while ago, because Steve's been singing and playing guitar as like a singer-songwriter for quite a few years. And as we were kind of developing the band, we've had, you know, like Tony's written a song and he's brought that forwards. We've had parts from Kirk. You know, we've all kind of introduced parts, and Bones was one of the first ones that Steve kind of brought forward and said, you know, I've got this song, I want to show you all. I've had it for, you know, kind of in the back catalogue for a while. I want to see if we can, you know, rework it. So he kind of showed us it, and we, as a band, we just kind of re-kind of started playing it together and brought it forward.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fantastic song. I love the structure of it. The chorus is so catchy. Honestly, I cannot help but just sing along to that song every time I hear it. I would love to know, like, what are your band influences? Like, what are the artists and bands that have sort of inspired you musically?
I feel we've got such a huge range between us all. I mean, there's kind of the Smiths, there's U2, Joy Division, Kings of Leon, Nirvana, the Beatles. Steve loves his kind of his soul singers, which I think you can kind of tell in his voice. But then there's the indie vibe from like the 2000s, the Britpop vibe from the 90s. There's a kind of just collection of everything, really.
Yeah, what is the dream in say 5 years? What is the plan for the band? Where would you all like to see yourself?
I think 5 years, if we were kind of at the stage where, I don't know, headlining Glastonbury, kind of, you know, taking on the world, that's where we'd love to be. We'd love to be kind of the band, you know, that everyone knows, headlining Glastonbury, big festivals, and you've got your singles and albums out, kind of reaching number one. That's the dream for us, really.
Yeah, do you know what? You've got the talent, you're all absolutely amazing, so I am keeping my fingers crossed for you that in 5 years, maybe even sooner, Jazz, okay, that you make it. Come on, Healer, we can do this.
Oh, I mean, thank you so much.
You are welcome, and I do mean that. I love the music, and you always know if something's good, and, like, in the first 5 seconds, I always find, you know, if it's a good song or not. And every time I hear your music, I'm like hooked in straight away. So I always know, yeah, it's good. It's definitely good. I'm just thinking now, what was I going to ask next? Like, gigs, sort of, what's on the horizon? I know you've been to Doc Spears recently. So what's the next gig that you have coming up? Where can you tell everybody to go and book tickets and, you know, come and see you? Where's next?
Well, next up for us is Clee Uncovered Festival. We're headlining a local festival at the Meridian Showground in Cleethorpes. That's on Saturday, the 12th of August. That's next up for us. That's going to be a really good event. Loads of local bands. You can get tickets from the website that's on our Facebook page. And I think you can even get a discount with if you put our name in. That gives us a discount as well, so that's really cool.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and then we're back at Doc's Academy in September with the legendary Sleeper Britpop band from the 90s. So they're playing and we're supporting them.
That's
Doc's Academy in Grimsby. Then in October, we're supporting an indie band called Trampoline. That's at the Spider's Web in Grimsby.
Yeah.
And then the final one we've got basically like a kind of a string of gigs around Grimsby and Cleethorpes to kind of see us through to the end of the year. And then the final one is at the Beachcomber in Cleethorpes with Parklife, who are an amazing kind of tribute to the whole 90s Britpop kind of vibe. They do, you know, everything. So that's going to be an amazing show as well.
You have got so much lined up, honestly. You are in demand, guys. You're so in demand. You need to tell everyone. Come on. So, yes, get yourself down there, guys. That's the 12th of August. Go and see Healer. And if not, there's plenty more. There's September. There's, you know, other gigs that they've got doing as well. The Beachcomber. Crikey, you're doing it all. So, have you got any songs coming up in the pipeline that maybe, you know, is it Stevie or is it Steve? Sorry, I just want to correct me if I'm wrong.
It's Steve.
It's Steve. So has he got, like, any music that he wants to introduce?
Well, we seem to write a song almost every practice. We actually wrote a new one only the last practice. I think we were there last Wednesday, I think it was, in the practice room. We wrote a new song. But we've got so much that we're kind of working on. But we recorded three new tracks recently. About a month ago now, we were in the studio.
Yeah.
And one of those we'll be putting out at the end of next week. And then we've got two more from that session that we'll slowly introduce over the next couple of months. But we're booked back in the studio in August. And we're going to record another two songs, which we are. I mean, the new stuff that we've recorded recently, you know, we're very happy with. You know, we think it's great. But the new stuff we're very excited about because it's kind of very fresh for us. And it's stuff that we're really not changing our sound or changing direction, but we feel it's taking us up, you know, another level.
Yeah.
So we're kind of, you know, a lot is coming up, kind of, for us releasing music-wise.
I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm like excited to hear the next song. Kathy, any more questions?
Oh well, I mean, do we have time? I don't know if we're.
Do we have time, Alex? This is the question.
Shall we have a hurricane?
Yes.
Try to tow whoever.
You've just been listening to Hurricane by Healer. So, Kathy, what do you think to that song?
Oh, it's catchy. I'm into it. I mean, I'm sold. I already saw that we were looking at the merchandise and there's a hurricane t-shirt. Yeah, I need that. Especially since I'm Floridian, you know. It's hurricane season anyway, so this seems appropriate.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Jazz, like, how are you feeling about the songs then in general? If you had to pick three of the songs, like Hurricane, Bones, or let me think of the other one, Fire, which one is your favourite for the band?
Well, it's a tough one. I mean, they've all got their own little parts that I love, but I think if I had to choose, it would be Bones.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, maybe that's saving the best till last.
Definitely.
But yeah, it's one that, I mean, particularly I love playing it live. It's kind of, although it's kind of an indie rock song, it's at the same time for me, it still feels like it's kind of packed full of emotion. And when we kind of play it, I feel like I can feel that emotion. And recently when we played it at Doc's Academy, we could hear the crowd singing that back to us, and that was just absolutely amazing.
That must be, like, how good is that you're actually getting the crowd singing and knowing all the words? That is like showing that you're hitting it big now. Honestly, Jazz, that is pretty good. So what I wanted to say was, would you like us to play Bones again, another reprise? We could play the single that is currently out again, or because you will be I'm getting confused here.
Supporting Chloe.
I would love them to headline though. It's going to be you soon. Because you're supporting Healer at their gig.
Sleeper.
Crikey, what is going on with
Healer,
me today?
Sleeper, easily confused.
I tell you what, Jazz, it's just one of those ditzy days of mine. So would you like Bones, okay, one of yours, or would you like Sail the Century, Sleeper? It is your choice.
We never said it was going to be easy, Jazz. You know, I mean, this is it gets really serious. You know,
this is a tough choice. Between my own band or
The band you're supporting.
I think play Bones, why not?
Yeah, I don't blame you. This is Bones.
Grimsby line comes through. Would you like to put those last two questions to Jazz then before we get into Healer with Bones?
Yes. So will you be have you enjoyed our telephonic call? Have you enjoyed it?
I've loved it. It's been absolutely great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And will you be coming back? Will you return onto the show?
Oh, 100%. If you're willing to have us back, we're happy to
absolutely.
Have a chat. And, yeah, 100%.
That'd be fab. Thanks, Jazz. This is Healer.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
She told me to change and I felt nervous deep in my stomach. Smoked a day away, but through fog while we're thinking of could help me fall in love. And these bones, they're for you. I'm sorry for what they do. It's your choice, yeah, what you do. But these bones will follow you. These bones will follow.
Yeah, I kiss your mouth.
on Siren Radio in another epic Sound and Chloe's Vision.
I miss knowing what you're thinking and hearing how your day's been. Do you think you can tell me everything, darling, but leave out every part about him? Right now you're probably by the ocean, while I'm still out here in the rain. With every day that passes by since we've spoken, it's like Glasgow gets farther from LA. Maybe it's supposed to be this way, but oh my love, I wanna say I miss the green in your eyes. And when I said we could be friends, guess I lied. I wanna say I wish that you never left. Instead I only wish you the best. I were everything I need all along. I wanna say I wish that you never left. Oh, but instead I only wish you the best. Well, I can't help but notice you seem happier than ever now. And I guess that I should tell you I'm sorry. It seems I was the problem somehow. Maybe I only brought you down. But oh my love, I wanna say I miss the green in your eyes. And when I said we could be friends, guess I lied. I wanna say I wish that you never left. Instead, I only wish you the best. I wanna say without you, everything's wrong. And you were everything I need all along. I wanna say I wish that you never left. Oh, but instead, I only wish you the best. But oh, my wish I could say it's something I really mean, that I want you happy where the north is with me. I wanna say I wish that you never left. Oh, but instead I only wish you the best. I wanna say without you everything's wrong. And you were everything I need all along. I wanna say I wish that you never left. Instead, I only wish you the best.
The very amazing, talented Lewis Capaldi, I wish you the best. And that song makes me so emotional. I mean, as a person, I think he's just incredible. He's so down to earth. And, you know, what he's dealt with lately, he's pushing through and he's just letting people know, you know what, this is what's happening. But he's pushing through, he's not giving up. And he's like, I'm still going to be there at the end of it. I'm going to carry on with you, Kathy. I mean, what do you think with all this? We've had a convo, haven't
yeah
we?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's vulnerability, you know, and he's definitely putting himself in a vulnerable situation. And I think the only way to go through it is to be, I mean, as he's doing it, being himself, being transparent, which he's always been that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, all, at least for me as a fan and as a listener, you just appreciate that kind of transparency, which you don't get from a lot of artists. And you know he's good, you know he delivers, and when he has moments that are tough, you just want to support him.
Yeah. And what an incredible voice he's got as well. He just melts me, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. So the last two questions I'm going to ask. Will you be returning, Kathy?
Oh, if you'll have me, I'll always come back.
Oh, please. And have you enjoyed your, you know, chat on the show?
Oh, it's been a delight.
I feel like you should be on every time. I feel like this should be a thing. Maybe it's not the Chloe show. It's the Kathy and Chloe show.
Wow, you're going to put Alex. My name before your name? That's crazy,
I'm gonna
Chloe.
It.
That's
gonna crazy. Do it. You're awesome. I'm going to do it. I'm definitely going to do it. But yes.
Would you like to give the Roll of Honour a name check and actually say how people can actually find out more details about Healer?
Oh yes, more details about Healer. So if you go onto www.healer.com, you will find lots about their music, about their gigs. Also, they are on Instagram at Healer.
It's thisishealer.com. You could actually just go to healer.com and find all sorts of things actually being healed, as probably people
if you
are
just
done.
Google you, the Alex. Band Healer from Grigsby, you'll find them, don't you worry.
Yes.
Oh, thisishealer.com. You going to thank Tessa Snart or you just...
Oh, yes, Tessa. No, Tessa was absolutely amazing. Thank you, Tessa, for being on the show. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Alex.
It's up for Butterfly now, I believe.
It is.
And you've got a new single coming out yourself?
I have.
What is it called? When can we hear it?
It's called Shut You Down and it will be out on the 21st of July.
This has been Sound and Chloe's Vision on Siren Radio with Kathy Manso, Tessa Snart and Jazz from Healer. Time to say goodbye, Chloe.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, dear.
Keep the faith, keep it real. Trust yourself and let it be. Only heaven knows. Find the lock that fits the key. Unlock the truth to set you free. Only heaven knows. Above the clouds.
Like a bird.